Member supported KX 93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Craig here, back after a many, many holidays. Back to be in the saddle at KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio with Rainbow Radio. We got some great great guest today. She's going to call in a little bit later. And we have a lot to catch up on, so stay tuned. Laguna Beach. It's a lovely 57 degrees here in Laguna Beach, and the weather forecast is for bright and sunny and 72. How about that? So a good day to go to the beach, and I got more on that coming up. First of all, I want to thank our sponsor again, Mike Johnson at Compass Realty. Thank you for being here and supporting KX 93.5 and specifically supporting our radio program, Rainbow Radio. A lot has gone on over the holidays, a lot of planning for 2019. I'm just eager to give you all the details about what's going on in the LGBT community, and especially with Laguna Beach Pride 365. We have a full year of events. It's the first time we've ever gone forward with a full year of events. So there's a lot to catch up on that. But first, let me give you a little idea who our guest is. This guest is, and I really want to get to know this person. As you know, I'm speaking gender neutral here. This person is a drag king as opposed to a drag queen. Now, we all are familiar with drag queens, so this will be interesting. This person goes by the name of Puppet, P-U-P-P-E-T-T. So we'll have to ask all the appropriate questions and get down inside and get all gooey like I like to do. I got a little bit about this person. Puppet has been a passion about performing since childhood. She was in a band. She started out in bands first as a drummer. Later, but forgive me, Puppet, if I get it wrong. Okay. A drummer, later as a lead singer before moving into drag performance. As a drag king, Puppet was a core member of the Liberty City King drag and burlesque troupe in Philadelphia for 2 years until 2011, when they moved to Los Angeles to pursue a career in directing and acting. Their on-screen credits include guest star roles on Catfish. I've watched that many times. It's a very interesting program. The Untold Stories, and supporting roles in Drifter, a feature film, and The Mid-Autumn Dinner, a short film. Her is Puppet's professional theater debut. Now, what is here, H-I-R? That is a play that is going on, and again, we'll have to ask all about that. It's a stage play that's going on up in L.A., and I can tell you that it is playing, it's called Taylor Max Bold, Funny, and Uncurbed, H-I-R, it's spelled, explores uncharted frontiers of gender in L.A. This should be interesting. Premieres at the Odyssey. This is what it tells that it's about. It sounds a little bit like there was a movie out fairly recently called Sordid Lives. And Sordid Lives, if you've ever seen it, it was a raucous romp in, I guess, attitudes and prejudices and religion, and everything was rolled in there. Gender, gay, straight, whatever. But anyway, so it sounds a little bit like us. This is it's character. This is what it says about it. Hilarious and terrifying. HIR is a dysfunctional family dramedy for a new era. A highly intelligent, heartfelt, and deeply, darkly humorous portrayal of a family in crises, in which domestic abuse, the trauma of war, and the acceptance of gender neutrality and are illustrated in a nearly absurd, emotionally gripping, intensely real dramatic. Oh my, I mean, that's a lot. Take a couple Valium before you step into the theater. Somewhere in the American suburbs, Isaac, dishonorably discharged from his tour in Afghanistan, has returned home to discover a household in revolt. The insurgent, his mother, oh no, liberated from an oppressive marriage to Isaac's father by his debilitating stroke, oh gosh, and with Max, Isaac's newly transgendered sibling, as her ally. Paige is on a crusade to dismantle the patriarchy. So, it's playing, you might want to know, it's playing up in Los Angeles, and it goes, I think, through, just says January 19th, which is today, through March 17th. So you got a little time to get up there and see it. Puppet is going to be on the program a little bit later, and we're going to talk all about it and ask her all the pertinent questions about a drag king. Anyway, we'll take a short music break. I'll play the theme song for Pride 365, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you all about what's going on with Pride 365 in 2019. Puppet. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live here with Puppet. Listen, I just to warn you, Puppet, I had gone over your bio here, and I had identified you as a drag king and suggested that we had a lot to talk about in that on that topic. Are you cool with that?
Sure, we can talk about that.
Anyway, you're in a stage play up in L.A., and I gave him a little bit of information about it. It's called H-I-R. First of all, how is that pronounced? Her? Hire?
It's pronounced here.
Here.
Like, H-E-R-E, spelled H-I-R. And that's the pronoun that my character uses. And Taylor Mack talks about, the writer for the play talks about how he likes the double meaning of the sound, where it refers to a place and also it's the pronoun.
Okay. All right. Rainbow Radio, we like to talk about guests that are involved in the LGBTQ community and that are participating. So I came across your background as very active, it seems. And in fact, you moved to LA in about 3 years ago. 2011.
I moved here, in 2011. And I was drag king in Philadelphia before moving out here. Yep. And I've been doing like LGBT short films in Los Angeles, and okay. I played a trans role on Catfish on TV.
I'm familiar with Catfish. You met Dev, and what's the other guy's name? I can't remember.
Max?
Maybe, yeah, Max. Dev and Max. Dev Patel, I believe it is. Yeah. There. Everyone says that they should be gay because they're so cute together. but I guess they got girlfriends and going their own ways. That happens, you know?
I guess that's allowed.
So what? One day you woke up in Philadelphia and said, I think I'm going to do a transgender... Well, I'm going to say trans. I don't know. What would you characterize the plays that you've been, or the activities you've been involved with?
You mean being a drag king?
Yeah.
I was at a commune in Tennessee called Idle Dandy Acres, and they had a like talent show kind of event, and I tried doing a drag performance there. Was my first time doing drag, and thought it was really fun. And so when I got back to Philadelphia, where I was studying for college, I was looking for a troupe to join, and the Liberty City Kings popped up, and they're like a gender bending drag troupe where we have drag queens, drag kings, people of all genders performing all genders, and it was like a really fun group to be a part of.
Yeah, I've been involved in theater a little bit, and I have to say there's a profound friendship that I've gathered from the people I've been involved with, because it seems they're all honorable, and they're all, I don't know, they're all very different, very diverse group of people, but it's heartwarming. I assume you had that similar experience with the people in theater.
Yeah, you become family pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. That was kind of a flashover, flashpoint for you, your first experience with it, and you felt it was kind of fun, it sounds like. And
I started out as an actor when I was pretty young, but then after, you know, like in high school, they cast you wherever. But once I was outside of school, there isn't a lot of theater for people who are visibly queer, so I just hadn't really been acting much. And then when I found the drag world, it was a way to get that like performance part of my life back.
Wow.
So it fulfilled me in that kind of way. And then
I think now there's more of an acceptance of drag than there has been in the past, and
it's been growing.
Yeah, and growing, and I suppose it's nice to be a part of that.
I did do like a little drag king comeback for one night earlier or in 2018. But for the most part, that was kind of fulfilling my acting craving. And when I came to LA, I actually quit acting because I didn't see any roles for me. But then when, I guess it was 2013, when Orange is the New Black and The Fosters both came out around the same time, and I decided to give it a try again.
Oh, wow. Are you enjoying LA?
Yeah, more than I expected to.
Yeah.
And less than I like. I'm like an East Coast city kind of person, so I miss my skyscraper.
But, yeah, there's a different culture.
It's a good place with people pursuing their dreams.
Let's talk about the new production that you're involved in. What is your character in it? Are you?
So I play Max, who is a teenage transmasculine non-binary kid. And
teenage and non-binary trans. What? Would you say that again?
That's a non-binary transmasculine.
I'm not making fun. I'm admiring it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, the play kind of deals with discussing and educating on the non-binary space of gender. And something great about it is that Taylor Max written the play in such a way that the burden of explaining gender pronouns is on the cis characters in the play instead of on the trans character. And I really like that.
So it's like a third person observations that are put forth, or second person, I guess. The stage play, has it opened? It looked like it was opening tonight.
Yeah. So, we had previews the last couple nights. But tonight is our official opening.
And I got you on the phone on the day of your official opening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Special morning.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate that. You probably last night going, oh no, what the deal? 9 o'clock in the morning? Please, I'm a theater person.
Right. It's okay. I woke up for you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that here at Rainbow Radio in Laguna Beach. And then it runs through March, it looks like.
Yeah, we go through March 17th. We have shows Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 with 2 Wednesdays and 1 Thursday show. And all that information and ticketing can be found on the theater's website.
Odyssey, right?
Yeah, so it's odysseytheater.com, which is O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, theater with an R-E.com. And so information on show times and tickets is up there. And then also the theater posts discount information on their Instagram a lot. So you could follow them on Instagram for a discount.
Let's delve into, it sounds like a thoroughly delicious format. And at the same time, there's a very serious note to some of it, it seems. I haven't seen the play, obviously, because it's just opening. Mm-hmm. But can you tell me a little bit more about the message in the that you perceive in the program?
Yeah, well, something I think that a lot of great theater does and that this show does is that it kind of asks more questions than it answers. We're kind of looking at I know that the director really liked the timeliness of the play right now. It was written a few years ago, but a lot of theaters are doing the show now because of our current political climate. But it sort of deals with the split in the moment between people who are moving forward toward progressive diversity versus kind of the old world order, as it were. And so it just is kind of looking at how do we move forward? What direction is that? What happens to people on one or the other side? It's a play that does a good job of poking fun at everybody while also, I think the audience can laugh at each character and with each character, and at various times you empathize with each of the different people.
I wanted to say also, I made the comparison a little bit to Sordid Lives, but as there was a serious nature, but that was a lot more comedy and slapstick, I think, in Sordid Lives. But it was a raucous romp about human nature, I guess, and families and religion and all the other things rolling. This sounds a bit more serious from what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very loud comedy for a while. There are serious things in it, but I think a fair amount of it is definitely on the comedic side.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you talk about timing with it too, and I'm just going to jump out. I would venture to say that even RuPaul and the drag shows that have been so popular has changed a lot of attitudes as well. Do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the mainstream like visibility is helping change people's attitudes. There's definitely been more of a concentration on telling, like, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race is primarily drag queens.
Right.
It was exclusively drag queens for much of its existence. But we are starting to have like trans male characters pop up in some shows as well.
Yeah. Well, it certainly stirred the pot. I don't want to say that the transgender is a whole different chapter in that pot, but I think it's an awakening for those who may be a bit locked down in their mind about what everyone is all about, and that it's okay to have some diverse character, because that's kind of what makes the world go round, you know?
Yeah, I think media is more interesting when it reflects the people we live with and around and see every day.
Yeah, the human interest part of it. So I always like to delve into that in the program about the passion part of it, because I think, and it sounds for you, that you're passionate about what you're doing and have pursued it and gone, and it's a wealthy person who can enjoy their passion in their work, I feel, and it sounds like you have done that. Is that a good characterization of you?
I'm not sure I understand. You mean make a living on passion?
Well, yeah. I mean, some people, I remember my dad said, go get a job. And the old attitude was, you got a job. It didn't matter. It didn't matter whether you liked it or not. You got a job because you needed money. And that was kind of the old attitude. Now it's kind of an attitude, let's find a job that you're happy with. And then I think now the attitude has come to, let's find a job that you're passionate about, something you really put your whole heart into. And Puppet, it sounds like that's where you are in your life. Is that a fair thing to say?
I think it's fair. I will say that I'm not making any sort of living off of acting yet. Yeah. But I work, my day job is at a company called Student Spark, and it's a day job that I also really love. And I went and found something that's in the same industry I'm interested in, that it's a way to stay happy in my day job life and then also pursue my passions outside of those hours.
Yeah. What, how's your family? Do they know your career and everything? And did you come out to them, I guess? Were they supportive, or have they been supportive?
I actually went to a private high school that was supposedly had a concentration on the arts, and then
how fortunate.
So that was a really like generous and great experience. Yeah. And then I went to college to study filmmaking. So, they've known about my career goals for a while, and they're excited about how it's going so far.
Well, good. So, and you moved out to LA, and you miss a bit of the East Coast, but LA is your home for now, and there's a lot going on up there. I lived in West LA, and I loved it. So close to so many things going on. But we here in Laguna Beach have, if you haven't been to Laguna Beach, we have our own little enclave, and it's a very creative group, and there's a theater here that is, there's actually two of them, but there's the theater here that benefits being in close proximity to LA, because a lot of the stage plays that are there, they might come down here for a week or two between their road trips or whatever else. So it's an opportunity for the theater here, which is
cool.
Yeah, it's great. And we've got some great programs down here, the benefit in the community, and there's a pretty thriving gay community down here too. We have drag shows regularly around here, I remember I was managing a local bar here for a while, and we had drag kings, and they were very popular, I have to say, and I thought it was fun. I thought, you know, it should work both ways here. Come on, folks.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So it'd be fun to do that again at some point, I think. So I suppose you're just focusing on this play for the next 3 or 4. Well, actually, it's about 4 weeks, isn't it?
March. It's like 9 weeks, I think.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, and tonight's the. I wish I could be there and see the grand opening.
Thank you. Hopefully you could come to another show later in the run.
Yeah, that would be fun to talk about on the program as well too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to get some rest and get ready for your big debut. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on this morning since I cut you up so early?
I'm not a morning person, so I'll do my best.
Well, you're doing pretty good.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, this play is, I saw the world premiere in San Francisco a few years ago. My friend played the role, and I just think it's a really, as an audience member, I could say I loved it, and I think it's a truly great play that people should see, and I'm really excited to be in the LA premiere. So hopefully some of your listeners can make it up.
Well, absolutely. There was a little more detail I found here. It says, here is about the future of America and how we might break into the next moment, says Di Lorenzo. Do you know Di Lorenzo?
Yes, that's the director.
Okay.
Lorenzo.
This country in its defining documents was seeking to transition from autocratic rule to individual rights. But how far did we get? And we will keep moving forward or will we move back? Here is the opposite of Make America Great Again slogan. Ooh. It's arguing that unless you're willing to overlook and ignore quite a lot, this country has never been great, has never lived up to the promise to its constitutional freedoms. But from this point, many voices contend it will have to, and it will be the cost, and what will be the cost of liberation? At the same time, here is a funny, dark comedy that Mac calls absurd realism. Mac adopts the form of the classic American family play and then sends it spinning. Well, it sounds like something everyone should see, I think.
Yeah, and Bart, the director that you just quoted, he's like a really fantastic, smart director, and there's a lot of excellent choices in the play we can attribute to his directing. It's been a really great play to be a part of. And the whole team's been wonderful. So
it's not going to stop with this play. It's going to go on to something else. And you might be directing since you had some training in that regard, right, in school?
I've directed some short films. I'll plug my short film, Wedlock, can be watched on Seed and Spark, which is seed, like a plant seed, and spark.com, and It's a short film about, well, it was we made it right before marriage equality in the country. And so it's about divorce inequality for LGBT couples. And it's a comedy written by Guinevere Turner. And it's fun.
People did you say it's a short film?
Yeah, it's a short comedy about how couples, if they were living in a state that didn't recognize their marriage, they couldn't get divorced.
So they're locked in forever, the rest of their lives. No exit door. All right. Well, thank you again. Is anyone you want to shout out to and say, hey, I'm on the radio? Hey, hi, Mom, Dad.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Sure. I'll go send them this the link later.
Yeah, it'll be in a podcast later, and then as well we have it on rainbow-radio.com later today. So if you can.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's been great.
No, thank you for calling in, and I've like they say, break a leg. I always hate that expression, but break a leg, have a. I'm so pleased we got in before the big premiere showing or event this evening. So I really, truly wish you a fabulous evening and thank you for coming on the show. It's people like you that make this program what it is and interesting to the audience. So thanks again.
Thanks so much. Have a good
time. You're KX93.5 Laguna Beach's only FM radio in Laguna Beach. We're going to be right back after this quick little song. If you've been listening to KX93.5 for the last few minutes, I just want to remind everyone, if you didn't catch where this play was that we were talking about with Puppet, it's at the Odyssey Theater, and that's O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y Theater with an R-E.com. And tickets are available. Tonight is their opening night in Los Angeles, but they're there through March 17th. This is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, Craig Rainbow Radio. And I have some rainbow stuff to talk about here this beautiful Saturday morning. First of all, does everyone know it's supposed to be 72 degrees today? And it's beach weather. I wouldn't be surprised if it got up to 74. But it is beach weather after 4 days of rain. And if you're home with the drapes drawn and still in bed, you shouldn't be. You should be out embracing the world and the day. That's my message for today. The beach is going to have a little activity this evening, and it's planned by Laguna Beach by your only local Laguna Beach Pride 365. That's an organization that I am very much involved in, but it's called Beach Bonfire. Laguna Beach Pride 365 recently became a corporation, which is great. It's now a nonprofit 501c3, if you're familiar with those terms. But just to say that it is a nonprofit and tax-deductible donations can be made to Laguna Beach Pride. And they're now 365, which means every month there will be an event of some sorts. Some months maybe not, but the plan is trying to get something in every month. And this month is no exception. It's tonight. It's supposed to be close to a full moon. I think actually Sunday is the full moon, but you know, who can tell the difference and who's going to keep track? So the bonfires are kind of a fun get together. There is a big fire pit at Aliso Creek Beach. There will be s'mores, so you can do you can roast s'mores on the bonfire. And there's music, and there's a lot of camaraderie. The suggestion is that you bundle up, even though it might be very warm, and meet some new people that show up for this event. This is the third one, and it's had a really good response, even though it's late in the evening. But it's a great way to end the day and watch the sunset and the gloaming. If you're not familiar with that term, gloaming is the sky as it turns, in my opinion, often much more attractive than the actual sunset, because it kind of glows and lights up the whole world with just a fairly even, sunset that's beautiful. So we watch the gloaming as the beach lights up and the fire warms up, and you're welcome to bring a hot dog and roast it, or some people bring some food, snack food. There'll be music. There's no alcohol allowed, so you need to be careful of that. And parking goes until 10 o'clock. So if you park in the beach there, they still do ticket up till 10 o'clock, unlike in the city where it ends at 7. So please be aware of that. It's not expensive to park there, but it is expensive to get a ticket. So anyway, it's always lots of fun. Last time we had a friend of mine, Kasdan Simonson, who had professional operatic singing training, sang Ave Maria on the beach. So you never know what's going to happen or who's going to show up. And it's just a fun group of people that like to get together. Kids are welcome. Couples, certainly all couples, straight, gay, whatever, we don't care. And parents bring their kids, it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful thing. So that is this evening. That is this evening. So grab your friends and run down to the beach. And that's Aliso Creek Beach, which is southern part of Laguna, but everyone knows where Aliso Creek Beach is. There will be a rainbow flag where the group is getting together. So look for the rainbow flag, and please, I'm going to be there. Come on by and enjoy an evening at the beach. Then next month, it's Singles Awareness Day, also known as Valentine's Day. So I think a year ago we had an event in Dana Point, actually, at a space called Lux. And HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, has become very vocal recently with regards to the politics and political issues that face the LGBT community, and have been making great contributions, is co-hosting it with Laguna Beach Pride 365. And so that's in Dana Point at 6 o'clock, and there is a prefix menu available, or if you want to order off the regular menu, you can do so at the bar. But the idea is that it's a chance to mix and mingle, see what's going on with HRC. There's no admission charge. There's no responsibility to do anything other than just come, maybe have a meal and enjoy yourself. Or if you don't want a meal, sit at the bar, have a cocktail, and their meatballs I recommend. I love their meatballs. They're very affordable, and a meatball and a glass of red wine, and you're good for the evening if you're on a budget. And guess who will be entertaining there? The famous, the wonderful, the duo, Tony, Tanner, and Dora will be entertaining. And so last year, I think even Robert Ricker got up and sang. Hello, Robert. Shout out to Robert Ricker. Everyone got up and sang a few songs, and the evening ended with a big bang and a lot of camaraderie. So that is another fun event, again, by Laguna Beach Pride 365, that's coming up. So those are the next two immediate events. Also, I don't want to bore you too much, but I hope I'm not boring you. Also, Pride Festival is coming up. And when is that? That's May 31st. June 1st and June 2nd. And we are down to getting the venue selected, which is going to be a different venue, but it's not finalized, and a host hotel this year for the event. So this is our big event, the granddaddy event, which is the 1st of June. And June is the month that the city has proclaimed that it is gay, LGBTQ recognition, heritage, whatever, for the city of Laguna Beach, forever and ever. Mayor Tony Eisman was instrumental in getting that before the city council. And we got notarized. We got certified. We got bona fide. We are here. And so that starts off June. And that event, we hope, if you were to the event last year, we had no lines, very short lines, let's just say, and we anticipate managing it well so that there's no standing in line like we were 3 years ago for 2 hours to get in. We were overwhelmed about with the interest in it, and obviously there is some strong interest. So our hope this year is we'll see a lot of our friends from Palm Springs and L.A. and San Diego come for the event like they did last year again. And maybe some international travelers. But Visit Laguna, which is a arm of the city of Laguna, is providing some packages, and we will probably have some VIP packages for the weekend as well for the 3 days. So Friday, it is a welcome event. The details are to be determined. Saturday, we are fully anticipating doing another drag bingo with Andorra at the Royal Hawaiian. Then we will have the Saturday Pride event, the Granddaddy. Sunday, we will do the beach again and then have a tea dance. So that's the 3-day weekend in the 1st of June with the Pride Festival. So, and if you want to know all these details and check it out and see all the updates, you can go to LagunaBeachPride.org. LagunaBeachPride.org. And if you haven't already, you can put in your email address. You will get the updates as they become available. But you can also go to the events page and see what the events are. We also have a sponsor and donor donation page. I want to say donor. Well, I guess we are donors. Anyway, a sponsor page. And in that we're nonprofit now, those donations are tax deductible. So we're moving right along with a lot of things going on. I do want to indulge myself a little bit with my audience and announce that it's my Aunt Anita's, my dad's sister's, 100th birthday. And I'm here for you because instead of the, no, I won't do the guilt trip thing. Anyway, they're celebrating, and my brothers are there, Brian and Todd Cooley, and then Anita Gray, and Robert and Sally, and Dorothy and Fred, and all their families are all together in Northern California celebrating life, as we all should, especially when we turn 100 years old. So love you, Anita, if you're listening, and sorry I couldn't be there. It just didn't work out. And now, with having said that, we're going to get back to a little more music. And on the other side of the music, we have more news. This is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio and Rainbow Radio. Craig Cooley, it's about 60 degrees and it's getting warmer. So enjoy the day. Yes, we all have the music in us, and never let the music die, okay? I want to shout out to Stacey King, who couldn't be here today, my cohort. I miss her dearly, but she had some other prior commitments and unfortunately couldn't be here. So I'm going to have, in keeping with Stacey's preferences, she prefers to have good news on the station. This is a time when I usually give a little news. Although, since we're having so much fun, we don't have a lot of time left, so which is great. We've had a good morning so far. Anyway, the good news that I scoured, and I have to say, in the process, there's so much unfortunate news, shall we say, where some people have even been branded with slurs and stuff. I won't go there. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, Governor Laura Kelly ordered Kansas state agencies on Tuesday to again prohibit on-the-job discrimination against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered state employees. And the first openly gay state representative in Kansas history, love you, Kansas, and that's Dorothy, you know, and that's the whole thing. Toto and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, I digress. Anyway, they will introduce a bill to extend non-discrimination protection to all LGBT people in the state. Kelly said that she would sign the bill. In her first official act, Kelly signed executive order reinstating the protections of LGBTQ workers that were eliminated by a former governor, Sam Brown, back in 2015. So we took a step back and we're taking a step forward. Thank you. And this is what she had to say. I've said numerous times before, discrimination of any kind has no place in Kansas. Thank you. Yeah, that was my comment. And it will not be tolerated in this administration, Kelly said. We will ensure that the state workers feel safe and supported in their working environment. The order put in place by a Democratic Governor Kathleen Sobelis in 2007 prohibited harassment, firing, or discrimination against state workers based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Brownback removed the protections the same year the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. At that time, Brownback, that's the governor that removed it all, said that the order had created a new protected class. Oh, we're so... No, we just wanted to be the same, okay? Though executive action... through executive action, and that any changes should be made by the legislature. Kelly's order goes further than the original protections, extending also to people who work for state contractors. It also calls for a program to increase awareness of legal protections for persons with disabilities and require agencies to develop affirmative action plans. So let's say today our shout out and support of Governor Laura Kelly in Kansas. We love you, Governor Kelly. And that for you, Stacy, was for you because I'm just that kind of guy. It looks like we just got about a minute left here before I'm pulled off the air with the next program that's up. I just want to say thank you to everyone. I'm sorry that there was such a lapse of no show for so long, but we had to bite the bullet and upgrade this studio, the station. We got a new mixer board. We got all sorts of new exciting things coming for 2019. We're so pleased. We're here to stay, and Rainbow Radio is just getting its stride. Next week, I have I can't divulge it because it's not nailed down, but I have some fantastic guests coming up next week, as well as the fantastic guests we had today. So all is good here at KX93.5. I'm going to take it out with a song. I hope you all have a fabulous afternoon and evening, and I hope to see everyone at the beach. That is in Laguna Beach. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.